The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly Road Crew Tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films.
That's right. It is time for the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series Road Tip. And, you know, I am so sorry for those of you that were looking forward to hearing it last week. Of course, you know, there were some technical difficulties. Not on our part, that mind you, but, you know, we're glad to be back for this week right here on Monday, July the 9th. And, of course, if those of you who are tuning in and wondering what we're doing, is the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series is all about bringing people from behind the scenes and bringing out some tips, you know, for whether you're in the studio, whether you're out on the road, whether you're a part of a big gig, big show. You know, you could be, you know, a roadie, you know, you could be guitar tech, you know, working with drums, you could be a stage manager, you could be a recording engineer, you could be a lighting director, you could be any of these things. And of course, some cool stuff winds up happening. And, you know, I always have a fantastic time when I get to talk to my UK connection. You guys know who I'm talking about because everybody always loves it when I get to hear from Batty, Kevin Walsh out of the UK. He's on the phone right now, so I'm going to go ahead and bring him in. Hey, Batty.
Are you there? Hello, England calling, England calling. It's coming home. Hello?
I guess I got the photo.
Yeah. Coming home. Nearly there. Couple more games.
Now. Listen. Thank you so much for...
Come back where it belongs.
Yes, thank you for being so cool and being able to, you know, reschedule and stuff. You know, I'm so sorry about last week. I was looking forward to talking to you last week, but as it were, it looks like you've also been on somewhat of some adventures, you know, so you might even have something to talk about tonight.
I've been out of the country again, yeah.
You have been out of the country again, and it was so funny because it's not like you never tell me anything. It's like all of a sudden I open up my messenger and I get flooded with these pictures. It's like, where the hell are you at now?
Yeah, I left the country. I went to Wales.
Yeah, what made you go to Wales?
Well, you know, see a bit of the country and put some tents up for people's weddings and things.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, it's been so hot here. It's been hot.
Oh, don't talk to me about hot. Stop it.
It's been like 29 degrees for the last month here in England. That doesn't happen.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but it's good. And working in them fields, putting tents up. And yesterday, over in Wales, so I left the country. And we're at the foot of Mount Snowdon.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful, you know, it was really hot. And then when we finished working, there's this glacial lake there. And
yeah, how many degrees is that lake?
Huh?
Yeah, the lake, the picture of the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah, how cold is it?
28 degrees. Same as outside. It was actually 23 degrees. And that's the lady there. 23 degrees. She went, yeah, it's been like that for weeks. I went, what? She went, yeah, go down there. It's safe to jump in. She went, oh, it's, you know, crystal clear. And all my skin is so soft and shiny. And I'm like, it's the minerals in the water. So all you girls go and buy Clarins and stuff like that and spend a fortune. Just go jump in a glacial lake. Shiny and lovely. I'm not even going to shower anymore. That's it.
That's it. You got it. Yeah, you've actually got the secret.
Glowing it is.
Why didn't you bottle some of that up, man? You could have sold it.
Oh, what a good idea.
I know.
Cool. I'm back there Thursday.
See? Yeah. All right. So what you need... Yeah, take you a couple...
Birmingham here, we actually get our water from Wales. It comes down a massive pipeline. I bought some back to them the other day, the bottle. I said, I bought some of your water back. I might have to do some glacial lake.
Are you allowed to bring the water back?
It's so good because ducks are still pooping, so I don't get how it's going to be so good for you. But...
Are you allowed to bring the water back?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You can even go to Wales without your passport. Well, if you want to, you probably need your passport.
Well, yeah. I'd be scared to go anywhere over there without my passport. Are you kidding?
Make America great again. Start with the telephone.
To tell them, Batty, right?
Yeah.
I was so upset. I had gotten on the phone with Rick, and, you know, poor Rick was sitting there, you know, just, I mean, having, you know, a war, you know, with everybody. And it turned out that we were defending our building. We were defending it, like, you know, we were defending a certain, like, mile radius around where our building was located, because it turned out all of these people were having, you know, service problems because of this one incident that nobody knew about, right? And yeah. My last straw that pissed me off, I said, when I called him after I sent you that message and you finally figured out what was going on, I called him back and I said, and you tell them the UK called.
Have some chips you've been offered behind you there.
I'm sorry?
Have some of them chips you've been offered behind you.
Oh, yeah, did you see that? Yes. I was mad because I was like, look, and you tell them the UK called and they couldn't get through.
That's right, damn it. Don't make me come over there and sort it out. I'll make America great again.
Maybe you need to. Maybe you should.
Yeah, I'll come over there and say, hey, what's going on here?
When are you coming back over here? Anywhere? At all?
Well, I don't know. I thought I'd be coming over there, but it still might happen with that thing that I can't tell you about. But,
okay.
You
know. Why does he do it? What? Really?
It's
what thing?
Okay, at a minute.
You can't even tell me, can you?
No.
Okay, so for this thing that you can't tell me about, what's the time frame? Maybe.
Maybe. I think they're in Europe now, so, I don't know when they're over your way. Soon. Soon, yeah. That'll be good.
Okay.
I'll have to stop putting tents up and going to Wales. I'll just have to go back to Wales and have another dip in the lake.
I'm telling you, man. Take you some glass bottles. Bottle the stuff.
I've been doing some gigs with... Do you know an English band, the Stereophonics?
Yes, I do. Are you serious?
Yeah, they've been... The guitar player, Adam Zindani.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a side project called his band called Casino.
Okay.
And they got stuck for a guitar guy, and I got a call. Could I go and do it and take care of him?
Yeah.
And I never met him. He lives right round the corner from me.
Oh, see, you're living near people that you could be working with and hanging out with. You don't even know.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, I love the Stereophonics, but I didn't even know he was... And let me tell you something about this guy.
Okay.
He looks like the rock star. He can play like the rock star. He can frontman like the rock star. He's got all the rock star. He walks in a room and you're like, this guy's cool. But he ain't got none of the asshole attitude of the rock star.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You mean he's like really cool and nice?
Super nice. With all the ability to play, and he can play and sing and be a frontman and... Hold a crowd and
you know, maybe he was just nice because it's you. Because he knows that you. Maybe he knows you, and you don't even know it. He knows who you. He knows who you know.
We're kind of chatting away, and it seems like we moved in the same circles, and we never come across each other, which was, you know, really weird. You know, but it was nice to do this gig with him and his band. And
that's so awesome.
You know, and I go around to his house and. He's got all the gear in the van already with the guitar player and the other guitar, and I'm like, wait, should I wait till I come round, guys? And they're like, yeah, you just get in the van, man. It's cool, you know.
Wow.
And by the way, when we finish the gig, we're kind of going to hang out a bit and party, and you wouldn't mind dropping the van back in my garden, and here's the keys to the electric gates, and just put the keys to the letterbox, and I'm like, yeah, it's cool. It's all right.
Well, that's... Wow.
We had a great gig, man, and that was just someone... a friend of mine, Andy, who couldn't do it, he was doing another gig, and he's worked with Stereophonics and that, and he said, oh, I'll get you a guy. So he's like, oh yeah, okay. He went, no, this is the guy you want. And we got on great, man, and he was a real cool, you know.
Oh, so you wound up finding a little space, and you know they're going to remember to call you when they need to.
Well, yeah, you never know the way these things work. I'll probably meet him in the supermarket now, you know.
So the side gig...
He like knows my son, who he bumps into in the supermarket, and I didn't know. My son's like, oh, yeah, I know Adam. Yeah, good guy.
You're like, what the hell? Why don't I know him? So his side gig is called Casino, right?
How come I don't know him? What's occurring there? You know. But, yes, he's quite busy.
Okay. Okay, well, sounds like...
Pictures of this wonderful country. Are you coming over here? Did you outside when winter comes?
Yeah, you know, actually, okay, I'm so glad you brought that up and stuff, because so, you know, my sister, you know, she had come home, you know, for my mom's birthday and my Father's Day, because they're so close together. And so my sister and my brother and I, the three of us were sitting at the table, and, you know, we just kind of looked at each other, and it was one of those, it was like that paper, scissors, rock, okay, look, we're going to do something here. And then finally, you know, my mother gets involved because, you know, she's mom, and she's the queen. It doesn't matter how old you get, you know, she's queen. So
I'm still a queen.
Well, see, I believe you. I believe you. I feel it from you. And so for some reason, I'm totally okay with that. But we, you know, we got to thinking, and it was so, you know, because like I said, you know, mom and my sister, they were talking about Thailand and, you know, just half of what I am and stuff. And we were like, yeah, okay, whatever. And then it was like, minus my sister and my mom passing through to get back over here and get back over there, nobody's like spent time in the UK. You know what I mean? And it was like, why don't we go to the UK? We've never done this.
Let's go to London and see the Queen.
Yeah. I want to see the Queen. Yeah, I want to see the castle. I want to see all the stuff, you know? And so that's when everybody was throwing their stuff in the middle, and we were talking about, you know, obviously we wanted to come to London. You know, we want to go to Ireland, you know, because that is part of, you know, the other side of what we got going on. Ireland, Switzerland, Sweden, you know. And then it was like, okay, we're going to have to do one of those packages where it hits like several places, you know, in a couple of days. And we're like, you know, screw it. We'll just ride the train and the coaches and just do it, you know. And then everybody was like, well, when should we go? And I'm like, ooh, I don't know how the weather is over there. And I was like, but let me I have somebody who hangs out there all the time. So let me ask him.
Yeah. Now would be a good time. It's really hot.
We don't want to go when it's like hot. We're hot here.
Yeah. Yeah, we're hot here. We've been hot here. We're hotter than the rest of Europe here for the last month. Everybody's gone on holiday to Spain. It's hotter here.
I mean, if you knew you were having friends come, I mean, what part of the year would you want them to come, knowing what goes on around there and stuff? When would you want them to come?
Round now would be good. If they're like, you know, if they're like a British summer, which is on a Wednesday this year, the British summer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite nice in the autumn, but you know, it gets wet and miserable. And, yeah. Sometimes now, this time, August, June, May, June, July, August.
Okay. Yeah,
go and visit the Queen, give it a royal wave, and
yeah,
get up to Scotland and see the castle up there, Edinburgh. It's only, this whole island is only 700 miles long. Now, to you Americans, 700 miles is like, yeah. We got chicken legs longer than that.
Stop it. We're not that bad.
Tweaky legs. Your camera's moved in your studio. I can just see the top of your head.
I know. Well, I know. Okay. I know. So, you can hear me. Here. See my hand?
Yeah.
Here. I'm waving.
I can't see your hand.
You'll be able to in just a second. Remember the delay.
Your left hand here. That's it. That's all I can
see. All right.
I'm waving a bag of Doritos at you.
No, it's not. Those are baked goldfish.
Who? Fake goldfish?
Baked, not fake. Baked.
Oh, baked. Oh, like Santa McCulloch.
You know, well, like what you sound like. Baked.
Fake. Hey, fake. Fake goldfish, huh? Santa McCulloch's always holding up in them photographs fake fish that other people have put in his hand. Looks like he's caught them.
Oh, I know. Okay, leave Dancer alone.
Yeah, well, man. I should I would have kicked him in his 90-year-old body and collapsed him like an old pig.
I am so happy to see him having so much fun. In fact, I went fishing for like a total of 20 minutes yesterday because that's all the time I had.
Right.
And I thought of Dancer. I sure did.
Well, he had more fun when he was out with us and Skunsky and Ken Barr and Ralphie and Timmy Gayloop and out on Coop. We had fun.
Of course you did.
He was our dad.
Of course he was. He needed to be.
Our dad.
He needed to be. Speaking of tours and stuff, you, my friend, have tip number 40. 40.
See, I get all the good ones.
You do. I mean, right. You really, really, really do. So,
saving them up.
What are you thinking? What are the people behind, you know, when you're behind the scenes and you're doing what you do, what are you thinking that somebody would need to know tonight?
Well, this is a funny tip because it comes out of something that happened recently.
Okay.
And I wouldn't, and it's for probably for a very younger people starting off.
Okay.
Touring and maybe just even playing instruments. And I don't want to make it sound, I don't want to insult anybody.
It's okay.
But it was quite important, this one. I suppose if I had to put a title to it, it would be Know Your Instruments and Know Your Equipment.
Okay.
And the way it worked was, I hear these young guys, they were 16 or so, but four guys practicing. I walk past the room and they're practicing. I'm thinking, they sound pretty good. But they're out of tune.
Uh-huh.
So I walk in the they sort of start. I said to these, could I tell you something constructive that might help you? And they went, yeah. I said, tune up.
No.
We haven't got a tuner, and I pointed at his keyboard in the corner. I said, there's a keyboard there. And the one guy said, well, I play keyboards, but there's no lead in it. There's no power cord in it. I said, use a power cord from one of your amplifiers and tune yourselves up. It'll make a big difference to how you sound. You sound pretty good, but you're out of tune. And they go ahead and plug this thing in. I said, I'll be back in 5 minutes to see how you get there. I come back, and they've tuned up, and they sound a lot better, but something's still not right. So I walked in, I got a tuner myself now, and I'm, guys, you sound great, you've tuned up and it sounds a whole lot better, but something's out of tune here. And it's one of these, the guitar or a bass, I can have a look, and I get my tune out and look at it. And the intonation is a mile out, it's on the guitar. So it's never going to be in tune.
And
I say to these guys, do you know what intonation is? And they said, no.
You're kidding.
Right, I said, listen, sit down. I'm going to teach you a lesson here that's really useful to you. Save you some money and you can do this. And good as gold, you know, they sat down and I had strings and took the strings, restrung the guitar, cleaned it, restrung the guitar, and this is the intonation part.
Oh.
And they all started looking real. I mean, those were great, really interested, going, wow, I never knew that. And I said, well, it won't. It should never really move unless you're changing the thickness of your strings or you're thrashing your guitar, and Yannick's never moves and he throws his guitars all over the place. You need to check it once in a while because your instrument will never be in tune with itself. And they soaked it all up. We were there for like an hour. I did the bass too, and they're fine. They off, they went again, and even they could tell the difference, that it sounded a lot more in tune. So it's probably aimed at younger people or whoever. I've known people I've worked for, and I won't name them, it's a bit embarrassing, that didn't know about intonation, didn't know about ohms on their cabinets, and they're running their amps at the wrong ohms, and they've got the wrong speakers settings on it, and you know.
Wow.
Another guy recently who's 18, really fine musician, is studying here at the Birmingham Conservatoire.
Okay.
Studying jazz for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
He can play. And I had a great chat with him about amplifiers and what's best, and he likes valves. And he said to me, are you allowed to touch valves with your hands?
What?
I said, well, the only time I wouldn't touch a valve in an amplifier with my hands is when it's on, or when you've just turned it off, because it'll take the skin off your fingers. It's so hot. I said, why? He said, I was told that you can't touch valves with your bare hands because it makes them weak. I said, that's halogen headlights in your car. As far as I know, valves in your amplifier are not like that. and this guy is a really good young musician who's
schooled.
Can play, you know, and he stands in for people playing guitars at gigs, and he's 18, but from somewhere he's been told never touch your valves.
That's just it. Somebody put that into his head. It was somebody that he trusted, too.
Yeah, I don't know, mate. It could be someone that he's come across who likes, yeah, these amps are great, or what. You know, I don't know where it's come from, but he would have gone through the rest of his musical life not touching valves, and he's got a year where he's got to go off and study somewhere, and his choices are Europe or somewhere in New York.
Oh,
it's got to be New York for jazz and blues. Go there, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Come here.
And you'll have a great time. He said, oh, I've been already when I was 16 or 17 with mom and dad. I love the place. I said, well, that's where you need to go. Oh, he said, I went to blues clubs and things, you know. And this is a young guy. Well, You know, I asked him, actually. I said, do you know what intonation is then? He went, oh, yeah. He said, that's got to be right. Otherwise, your instrument's not in tune with itself. I said, oh, good. So you do know what you're trying to adjust it. He said, yeah.
You know, Batty, do you ever, I mean, you're so funny because you always show up in a very precarious moment, you know, in somebody's world where you just, you happen to show up with the right bottle opener.
Yeah.
You happen to show up with the, you know, and we always, I always bring this up because, you know, God love Kenny, Ken Barr, you know, big shout out, you know, to our brother.
And his new book, 13 Wednesdays, go get it.
Yes, yes, love it, love it, love it. We'll be catching up with him next week. But, you know, it's I always, you know, when I hear Dan talking, I always have that, when I hear you and I hear, you know, Kenny talk about, you know, equipment and gear and making things happen, I always have that mad scientist, you know, he's got the laboratory on one side of the stage, and then on the other side, you know, you've got one toolbox, you know, with like a sweatshirt in the bottom, you know, empty yeah. beer bottle in the middle shelf, and on top of all you have is just like this one tool. But you're so magical about, you know, when you show up at a certain time. And, you know, for this tip, it's kind of funny because the example has all led to, you know, young individuals, you know, people that are just getting started or, you know, are just now kind of hearing some of these things. And you have such a natural knack. And do you not ever find that you want to go teach some of these kids? Like actually, that's what you go do?
Well, it's funny because a while back, one of my guitar tech friends from over here, who I've known for quite a long time, just as a friend. He's been with UB40 all of his career.
Yes, yes. I remember you talking about him.
He's never done, and he often thinks, he says, I wish I'd have done what you'd done, lots of bands, but, you know. And he recently put a package together for a local college, a music college here in Birmingham.
Good.
They wanted to teach young people, 16, 17, 18, this is the college, you know, they left school and gone to college, about the music industry and from sound to guitars. So he put a package together to teach people about guitars and amplifiers and soldering your jack plugs back together. Everything. And it went down a storm, and then the funding went and it stopped. But, yeah, it would be great to do that. And I suppose when I walk past the rehearsal room and somebody's sounding really good, but they're out of tune. I mean, when I walked in that room, I said, guys, sorry to interrupt. And they stopped. They were fine. And can I tell you something that will make you sound really good? And they were like, yeah, that'd be...
Yeah.
Up. That's all you got to do.
See, all right, you and your buddy, this is what you need to do, okay? Instead of really concentrating and trying to work out, like, you know, a term, you know, or a semester, you know, for a college to do something, per se, man, why don't you two get together and get like some boot camps together for like a weekend, you know what I mean? You know, boot camps. Yeah. And you can even make it to where, you know, it's you know, part one, part two, part three, part four, where, you know, one specific boot camp is going to be really geared towards one specific aspect of something. And then, I mean, just at the rehearsal, you know, whatever this rehearsal studio that you're talking about, you roll by and stuff like that. I mean, you can even talk to the people at these rehearsal studios, go, hey, look, me and so-and-so, we're thinking about this, you know. I mean, you could share the experience. It's like, you know, these kids, you know, we walked in, we do this all the time. And, you know, it just occurred to me, how fun would it be that they had, you know, something that was available to them up here, maybe once a month, you know, or it, like I said, it's not like all the time, but maybe just you guys get together and go, okay, we want to do five sessions, or, you know, we want to do this, or we want to do a boot camp.
You could ask what they would be interested in.
Sure.
Do they want to learn about intonation? And it sounds like really, really, not rude, but it sounds like I'm putting people down, but it's amazing how many people know about intonation.
It's not being, you know, rude. And I tell you what, you're going to be so amazed that, Batty, the second you put this out there, okay, even like I said, just for mini boot camps here and there, and with all the people, you know, come on. You know, you can even switch, you can have the one or two core people, but then you can switch it out. You can switch it out with, you know, buddies that make the guest appearances, you know, that actually play the guitars and stuff like that, or, you know, play the basses and, you know, or drums, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can actually, you know, kind of make this fun. And when you wind up, you know, really doing this, if you put this out that, hey, look, We're not only going to tell you how to deal with your equipment. We're going to tell you the different, you know, the different aspects of what you're going to run into. You know, be it in a club, be it in an arena, be it, you know, outdoors, be it, you know what yeah. I mean? Let me talk to you about this. And then what we're also going to do is that, hey, we've got some tips and tricks, and we've got some advice when we're talking about international traveling, and we're talking about these things. And as soon as you throw that out there, you're going to have a bunch of kids that show up and go, oh my God, thank you.
I think it's something that's a step up for them. These guys were really, really grateful and really cool, and it didn't feel at all condescending that I was showing them this shit. They enjoyed it. They were like, wow.
And they deserve it. See, it's guys like those. It's kids like them, though, that...
And then they say, who are you? And I tell them, and they're like, all right. And...
Oh, okay. But see how
beautiful... I see them weeks after, and the one guy said, hey, I Googled you. I said, I haven't got a website or anything. He went, no, I Googled you. And you're the first page, and I didn't understand what he was on about. He said, you're the first page of, 25,000 pages? I went, what's that? He said, well, you're the top of the page.
In other words, you were...
Kevin Batty Walsh, you're at the top of this. I'm like, I know, I've been over my head. I went, oh, nice, is that good? He went... Yeah, man.
So
it's like, well, how's your intonation?
Okay, old man. This is what it meant. It meant that you're verifiable and that you're real. Yeah. That's what he was making sure you were like a real dude.
Yeah, that's true as well, I suppose, yeah. Mm. I mean, it was great to give something back. And that moment where Dan's on about Ken with his scientist's toolbox and me with his toolbox with nothing in it but a beer bottle, an old T-shirt, and a screwdriver.
Anytime
the guitars were broken, I don't know how he did it. But
do something like that. Do these clinics and stuff. I mean, yes, you can do it if you know somebody wants to make money off a clinic. You can also tie in with a local something for you over there that you're wanting to help. Yeah. You know, with these some music program or something.
Get somebody of that age, 16, and they're really trying.
Oh my God!
Pass the room and hear these guys, and think, God, they sound pretty good. And
that's
to the point where one of them says, "I can play a little bit of keyboards." I said, "Well, there you've got a tuner there, right there in front of you."
See?
There's no power cord. Use the cord from one of your amplifiers, and they're like, "Oh yeah, of course." So
they're like, "Ding ding."
Yeah, bing bong.
See? But that's just it. The age. They're at that age where if somebody told them not to touch the tube because you could ruin it, they believe you. So they need you. They need somebody like you, that goes, hey, look.
I've long kicked that tube around the floor. You can do what you like with it. They're pretty tough, but you're thinking ahead. And there's an 18-year-old guy now thinking, there's a fine young musician thinking, I can't touch. I've got to wear gloves every time I change. And I said to him, do you ever change your tubes? And he went, no, I leave them because... you're not supposed to change them. So I said, that's right, yeah. They will wear out, they're mechanical, but they're best left as long as you can, I think.
Yeah?
So it's interesting what comes out just bumping into people. And I thought, it sounds a bit condescending to people to say, oh, no, do you know what your intonation is? But then again, some people don't. And, I've worked on guitars on tours, and I've just... if I worked for you and your band and you had a band, I'd have a look at your guitars, and the first thing I'd do is check the intonation.
Right.
I might not say to you, hey, but your intonation's out on all your instruments, or one or two of them. I might say that intonation's out on that guitar. And you might go, well, that's why we were sounding a bit weird every time we tuned up.
You made a world of difference to them. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and they're young guys starting out, And
that's it.
I put myself out of work. They don't need to take... I told them, I said, you don't need to take your guitar into somewhere to get this done. You can do this yourself. Just one screwdriver and a guitar tuner, and there you are.
See? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. one screwdriver and this, and you got it.
Save yourself £50,
And at the same time, though, when they know that... when those guys finally get somewhere, and they do need that extra help from a tech, they know what to look for, too.
Yeah, I'll probably be old and grey, boy. Well, I am old and grey. Hey, it's my birthday next week. Don't forget.
I know it is your birthday next week. In fact, it'll be officially next week. It'll be a year that you and I, because we actually got to speak on your birthday, remember?
Did we?
Mm-hmm. That's when we did your interview.
Oh, all right. Cool. You know what would be nice for a birthday present?
What's that?
an extra, extra large Radio Memphis t-shirt.
Okay, you know, I have it. I have it. I was like, yeah, I got it. Okay, you're right. All right, it's just an extra large. Is that going to work?
Yeah, that'll work, yeah. I'm not that fat.
Well, I'm just asking.
I don't eat all them Doritos or fish that you're waving under your nose there.
Stop it.
He looks, well, he's gone again. Where's he gone now? Oh, I meant to ask you, what did you think of that guy with the link I sent to you off Facebook?
Which one? You sent me a lot of stuff.
The band, that band playing in the garage from Birmingham.
Hold on.
Tom.
Oh, Tom, yeah, I sent them a message. I didn't hear back from. I immediately sent them a message, yes.
Oh, wow. They were good, weren't they?
They were wonderful. Are you kidding? Yeah, that was some good stuff. That was like totally old school sounding, but like new. Does that make sense? Like they had,
yeah,
like
yeah.
They had that. I've been around for a while vibe, you know?
Yeah.
You know, very fun. Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. And I was like, okay. So, I sent them an email, and you can even follow up and say something to them about it. Because I even told them that you were the one that told me about them. I sure did. Yeah.
Birmingham, like Bertie. I've got to give him a kick up the arse as well and get his act together.
I thought about this
today when I was swimming in the lake. I don't know why. Google Steve Ajao, A-J-A-O. He's also from Birmingham. He's been around for years. Now, that guy's just really good. He's got himself, and he's also got a trio. And they're really cool. They're really good.
Yeah, I mean, are you kidding? Like I said, there's a nice little nest egg, you know, of stuff that you're sitting on and stuff. But yeah, that stuff that you're talking about, I was like, I sat there and got to really listen to it. It's like, holy crap. I mean...
Good, isn't it?
And they're like new, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, they're new. They've been around for a long time. They just don't do anything apart from that, what you see there, and do it in pubs and, you know, clubs and...
They don't... Okay, so here's the thing. They don't even know they're good.
No. You know?
See, that's what I'm talking about. This is beautiful, you know? They have no... They haven't been tainted yet.
No. No, well, I don't know. They're all old muso types, that, you know. And I turn up, they've certainly been tainted if I've been talking to them.
Well, they don't... Obviously, they don't know your whole story yet. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I've been keeping some back. They'll have to buy the book.
When's the book coming out?
Oh. It's hard doing all these tents and going swimming in volcanic glacial lakes and then writing a book. But I'll tell you something. I heard on here on BBC Radio 5 Live, which goes on through the night.
Mm-hmm.
And on a Monday night, this was last week, after you blew me off with your telephone.
You know what? That was not me.
Oh, it was a telephone company. Make America Great Again. Start with your phone. I listened to this thing, and it just so happened they had a thing on about writing a book, and the theme was everybody's got a book in them, and I thought, oh, this is interesting. And they had two highly respected authors on,
okay,
taking calls and giving people tips. And the one guy, this one lady, fascinating story. She remembers being 5 years old and being taken to a concentration camp with her mum.
Oh, wow.
Wow, and then she said... some part through her life where she remembers her mother shooting somebody. It was really, really horrible.
Oh my God.
And this lady was telling this story and wasn't interrupted, and the guys were like, wow, you right there, you know what you've just done, you've told a fascinating... I'm thinking, this would be a great book, it'd be a movie.
And
she wasn't sure how to put it together, and now she's getting on now, being five when all that concentration camp stuff.
Yeah.
And the one guy said, what you need to do is get some cards, get 200 index cards or whatever, and write these things down, and then get an editor to put them all together for you. Because he said, you'll have 200 little stories that need coming together. And that's exactly what I've been doing with my book.
Oh, look at you. So you took that advice.
Every time I think of a story, I'm thinking, oh, well, the time I met Bad Company. Do you want to hear that one?
I do.
I'll tell you that. I'll tell you this one. I was put onto Bad Company by Robbie Price, who was the guitar tech for Dave Murray and the stage manager for Iron Maiden.
Okay.
He went off to do the Cult.
Okay.
And Bad Company called him and said, he said, I can't do it. I'm on doing the Cult. I'll get you. Batty can do it for you. So I go down to London to the rehearsal room, and I walk in their room, and everything's on. There's no band there. They're all somewhere out. I go back out, and the lady in the reception says, oh, they've gone to the pub round the corner. They won't be back till. So I go in the back in the rehearsal room and look around, see what gear they've got, and I'm sat on the drum riser with an acoustic guitar playing a Bad Company song. And they walk in, and Mick Ralphs, they don't know who I am. Mick Ralphs just said, oh, look, somebody that can play our tune. And I'm like, I'm Batty. And they're like, oh, carry on. That song you were just playing, Simon Kirk said, that song, I went, that's Seagull from Run With The Pack. He went, yeah, we never do that one. So they all go, oh, they get there, let's play that. They come back from the pub, they've had a few, and they start playing this Seagull. And they went, go on, do what you were doing, and I'm an acoustic player anyway. And they start singing it, and they can't remember the words. So I start singing it. Now, I've just met this band that I'm going to be working for. They don't know who, I could have been some guy off the street.
And they believed you.
One of their songs, and they're playing behind me, backing me up.
And they believed you.
And I did. I sang, and they were like, "Oh, it's a great song. We never do it." And I started playing it because it's one of the. It's a great album. Run With The Pack. I used to play back to front.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, this is weird. I've just walked into a new gig with a new band who happens to be Bad Company, and I'm sat here playing a song with them, telling them how to play their song, and they can't sing it, so I'll sing it for them. I mean, just...
How often does that happen, right?
Mind-blowing, you know?
Wow. And so, obviously, they fell in love with you after that, and were glad to have you.
Oh, when Mick Ralphs walked in, he went, look at this, someone who can play our tunes. Who are you, boy?
We need to get your number.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, well, let's do that song. Let's do it again. And they started off, and they were going, hey, Seagull, you can't remember the words. I said, I don't sing, but I'll sing it for you. Go on then. I'm now in this rehearsal room with Bad Company, and they're backing me.
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, yeah, songs.
There's another tip right there, man. Learn a lot of different songs. You never know who you can have back you while you're helping them with their song.
You never know. I was doing sound check at Rock in Rio, Maiden, and Michael Kenny, the bass tech and keyboard player, I was out on stage and the dog's doing his thing, and Michael comes up to me and taps me on the shoulder, and I used to do like a sound check for Yannick's guitars. I used to put lots of British rock band music, segue everything together, Sabbath, Purple and Led Zeppelin, and all segued together.
Yeah.
So I'm doing Whole Lot of Love. Michael taps me on the shoulder and he said, you might want to look over your left shoulder. And I looked over, and in the wings, clapping, Jimmy Page.
Did they look happy?
I went bright red and stopped, and he was smiling and he laughed. He went, fantastic, man, carry on. I'm sorry. He went, carry on, man. And this the day 2003 of the mobile phones didn't have cameras on, but I got a picture with Jimmy.
That's fantastic. See,
so I got the okay. I said, was it even great? Fantastic.
See,
every gig, I'm like, yeah, every gig, man, everywhere.
See, that's what you need to do. All right, your assignment,
boot camp. Yeah,
even if you do it for just a couple of sessions just to see what happens with some kids, you need to do a boot camp.
I'm fitting in between writing this book and putting up tents and
I don't want to hear it.
it'd be a good idea, because people, that guy would have been wandering around thinking that every time he changes his valves, he has to wear gloves on his new ones.
Mm-hmm. See, you could help out a lot of people, man. You could make music great again.
Hey, I have to come over there. Make America great again. Get the bath.
You're killing me.
Make America great again.
Thank you so much for calling me. I've missed talking to you, honey. And yes, okay, birthday's coming up. You know, you'll be 26 all over again.
I'll be 20. What do you mean all over again? I'll be 20, 28. 28 or 29, I think.
Stop it.
Yeah. Ken Barr bought me some. You asked Ken Barr about my birthday in Yugoslavia when he bought me some cheap Irish Yugoslavian whiskey. We left town with the coup, and there was that's when the war started. Yugoslavia was no more. I don't think it was because of me and Kenny.
Or the whiskey or anything like that. No, of course not.
No. But you know, at the end of a coup show, when he brings out the flag.
Yes.
Those scores of world, he brings out the flag of the country that he's in. And he'd bring out the American flag. And wherever we were, if he was in France, he'd bring out the French flag and wave that. Well, in Yugoslavia, he said, which, have you got a flag I can wave? I bring with, and they're like, you can't. And he said, why? He said, because we're on the verge of war, civil war. Got a couple of flags, and either one will just cause a riot.
No.
So he brought out the American flag there, and everything was fine. And then when we left town, off it went a few days later. No more Yugoslavia. Now then.
Wow.
There's another one for the book.
That, see? Write it down. See, that's why we talk. So that's going to be coming up.
200 cards. I need 200 stories.
Perfect. Perfect.
I'll work on my boot camp. That's a good idea.
Yes, just even if you do it for just a moment, just to see what happens. I know you're going to help a lot of kids with that. I promise. Yeah. I promise.
I even help a few, you know,
adults. Yeah. Well, there's that. Okay. You're killing me, honey. I'm gonna let you go back and get some rest and get some sleep. Write your notes down. Write your story down so you don't forget it. Just now, write down the word boot camp.
I will boot camp. I've got to go. I've got to get up in 2 hours. Put some more tents up.
Well, then, there you go. We'll get you some rest while you can. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. We'll chat.
We'll chat.
All right, baby. Thank you so much, man. I love you, brother.
Hey, I love you too, back.
Okay, honey.
Even more. And
perfect.
Kenny, as you're listening, hi, Ken, and all my friends and that I've never met yet, hi. Take care of yourself. So tip number, who knows?
40.
40. This one's 40.
This one's 40.
I'll see you soon. Be good to each other.
Good deal. All right, honey. We'll talk soon.
This is the future signing off.
All right.
Bye-bye now.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
All right. That was the UK Connection calling in right here on Radio Memphis and Memphis Metal Mondays for the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series. Road tip number 40. And it's so funny because when you think about it, you know, making sure you know your instrument and know your equipment and using the word intonation, you really don't realize exactly just how many people may or may not understand what you're talking about. But that is a good tip because you may want to learn.
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.